Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. On a weekend when the racing world celebrates renewals of both the Florida Derby and the Dubai World Cup, perhaps no horse better captures the spirit of the hour than a horse who loved Gulfstream Park and later sired a Dubai World Cup winner. His name? Fly So Free. Bred by Bruce Hundley and Wayne Garrison and sold in the open session at Keeneland's July yearling sale in 1989, Fly So Free was a Kentucky-bred son of time for a change. Owner Thomas Philando was a Broadway producer and music publisher, and Fly So Free was the first horse he had ever owned. And with Scotty Schulhofer handling the training chores, Fly So Free would make back 10 times his purchase price as a juvenile, winning 4 of 6 starts. The colt's talent was evident in his debut at Belmont Park of May of 1990, when he won at 5 furlongs in a time of 57 4/5 seconds. A shoulder injury sustained in the Tremont Stakes in July interrupted his schedule, and he would not return to the races until October 6 in the Grade 1 Champagne Stakes. Despite a layoff of 2.5 months, and despite stretching from 5.5 furlongs to a mile, Fly So Free responded with a 5-length romp under jockey Jose Santos. 3 weeks later, Fly So Free stepped into the starting gate at Belmont for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. The public made him the 7-5 favorite on the strength of that performance in the Champagne. Santos had won the Juvenile Fillies aboard Meadows Star earlier that afternoon, and as he guided Fly So Free down the lane in the Juvenile, all he had to do was withstand the challenge of 33-1 outsider Take Me Out. Tom Durkin of NBC with the call.
They're coming down to the final 16th, and it is Fly So Free who has the lead in a big day for Jose Santos as he scores here with Fly So Free widening his lead with every stride. And a pat on the flank for Fly So Free, richly deserved.
The victory by Fly So Free was enough to elevate him to an Eclipse Award as champion juvenile over the popular West Coast contender Best Pal, who had run 6th that afternoon. Having established his affinity for Belmont Park, Fly So Free had new worlds to conquer as he began his 3-year-old campaign. The scene would move to Florida and a series of Kentucky Derby preps at Gulfstream Park. His first start of 1991 would come in the 7-furlong Hutchison Stakes. The result was a win. His second start on February 23rd would be in the Fountain of Youth. He won that race by 6 lengths. On March 16, 1991, Fly So Free would run his record to 3 in a row to start the year with a victory in the Florida Derby. Dispatched as the 2-5 favorite before a crowd of 30,000 spectators, Fly So Free defeated the field, which included future Triple Crown race winners Strike the Gold and Hansel. In the process, he became only the 3rd horse ever to win the Gulfstream Triple, the Hutchison, the Fountain of Youth, and the Florida Derby, with the others having been Easy Spur in 1959 and Spectacular Bid in 1979. Despite the terrific start to his 3-year-old season, Fly So Free would sustain a loss as the 1-5 favorite in the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland in his final prep for the Kentucky Derby. And he would run 5th behind Strike the Gold as the 2nd betting choice in the 117th run for the Roses. Schulhofer mapped a new plan for Fly So Free following the Kentucky Derby, and it was one which would see him make a transition to becoming a sprinter. He would win the 7-furlong Riva Ridge on the undercard on Belmont Stakes Day later that spring. And 2 years later, he would capture the 6-furlong Fall Highweight Handicap at Belmont, carrying 135 pounds. Fly So Free was retired to stallion duty at the end of the 1993 season to Three Chimneys Farm in Midway, Kentucky, where he would remain until his death at the age of 15 in 2003. He is perhaps best remembered as the sire of Captain Steve, who won the $6 million Dubai World Cup in March of 2001.
Captain Steve on the grandstand side, put his head in front of 2, the victory. They're clear of State Shadow and High Tory. Captain Steve, a length in front, up 2, the victory. Then State Shadow and High Tory. Captain Steve drawing clear. 50 meters left to run, and Captain Steve has the Dubai World Cup won.
In winning what was at the time the world's richest horse race, Captain Steve had given his sire a measure of prominence on the international stage. And so we remember Fly So Free on the 30th anniversary of his triumph in the Florida Derby and on the 20th anniversary of his son Captain Steve winning the Dubai World Cup. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.